discount their money and never will part with a penny of it. They're Scrooge, miser.
Any other names?
And stingy.
Anything else? He holds on to what he has. He's got the first dollar he ever earned.
I think I pretty well covered him. What's your term?
What about tightwad? Did you ever heard
of
that?
Oh, yes. He's a tightwad. That's an old country word. He's an old tightwad.
Okay. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean? What do you mean by common?
There's different versions of common. Some people, when you call a person common, they think they're indecent. They'll say, she's just a common person. In other words, she would do anything. But then other people use the word common, that she's kind of illiterate and, you know, she's a common person, doesn't know how to do things.
You never use complimentary? Complimentary?
Oh, no. Common is never really a complimentary word.
If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite...
Youthful for his age or in good condition for his age.
If it's a young person you're talking about, one that is that's always moving around, always on the go, you say he is very...
You say he's always busy as a bee or busy as a beaver, or he can't keep still, or he has ants in his pants, or...
Okay. What about light pert or spry or rash? Any of those?
Yeah.
Or any others?
Yes, they could also be used.
The children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Okay. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
skittish of the dark.
Okay. Any other words?
Afraid of the dark.
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily is kind of...
No, scary.
Okay. A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is...
A scary place.
Okay. If she isn't afraid now, but she
might be later. She isn't afraid now, but
she was in the past. How would you phrase that?
But she used to be.
Okay. I don't understand why she's afraid. She
knows there's nothing there.
Okay. What's the opposite of used to be?
Now.
Well, if you were using the phrase used to be, and you wanted to use the opposite.
She used to be, I used to be afraid, but I'm not any longer.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of anything now.
Okay, using the opposite of used to be. Using the words used to be, but the opposite of them.
And leave that off, you say.
I don't understand why she's afraid. She...
No longer. She no longer is afraid because she knows there's nothing there.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say she's mighty...
Nervy, or she's asking for trouble.
Okay, I wouldn't say these kids around here are reckless drivers, but some of them sure are about signaling and parking in town. They sure are.
Careless.
Okay. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
queer or strange.